USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Politics is front and center today. The Georgia Senate runoff elections are going to the polls. The two Senate seats will determine the numerical makeup of lawmakers.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
And I have to tell you that the stakes of this election could not be higher.
If Republicans win both races, they will control the Senate majority with only 52 seats. If Democrats win both, it'll be a 50-50 Senate. A split would produce a 51-49 GOP majority. The New York Stock Exchange announced late Monday it no longer plans to delist three Chinese companies. In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Stand Your Ground provision in Ohio is now law. USA Radio News' Ken Naraki reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has signed a Stand Your Ground provision into law, making Ohio the 36th state with a measure that doesn't require someone to retreat before acting with lethal force in self-defense. In a statement Monday, DeWine said he signed the bill to clear up an ambiguity in Ohio's self-defense law. Supporters of the measure have praised the signing, saying Ohio's laws now favor the victim instead of the criminal. DeWine had threatened to veto the measure unless the state legislature took up a package of gun laws that he proposed following the August 2019 mass shooting in Dayton that saw 10 people killed. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ohio remains an open carry state, meaning that individuals who legally possess a firearm can openly carry in Ohio with or without a concealed handgun license. Stephen Brandenburg, the Wisconsin hospital employee accused of destroying hundreds of COVID-19 vaccines, says he believes the vaccine could harm people and change their DNA. Grafton police reported as the probable cause. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Although she is gravely ill, model actress Tanya Roberts is still alive. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
Despite earlier reports to the contrary, actress Tanya Roberts did not die on Sunday. That according to a new statement obtained by TMZ. Roberts' rep Michael Pingle explains that Roberts' domestic partner Lance O'Brien was contacted by Cedars-Sinai Medical Center on Monday morning to inform him that she, yes, was still alive. Lance had believed she passed on Sunday night, at which point he passed along the news to Roberts' rep Pingle, who confirmed it to the media. Roberts is 65. She was hospitalized in Los Angeles after collapsing on Christmas Eve and was placed on a ventilator. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Tanya remains hospitalized at Cedars-Sinai in Southern California. The final count of the electoral votes in the 2020 presidential election takes place Wednesday. Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, explains his objections.
11 senators that we put out yesterday that we will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud. I think we can do that. We can do it promptly. We can do it in 10 days before the inauguration, but I think we have an obligation to the voters and we have an obligation to the Constitution to ensure that this election was lawful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.